The major challenge that entrepreneurs face depends where they are in their business and entrepreneurial life cycle. So for a startup, they're often very hungry for cash, and they will do anything for cash flow, and that can become a weakness in that they lack the strategic focus on the most profitable customer and their most profitable products and services. The way to overcome that challenge for startups is to have a very clear message and a clear focus on who your best customer is and what your optimum value is to them, so that you attract them at a good price point with a good margin, instead of trying to chase high volume of low margin work, which doesn't actually generate positive cash flow and doesn't give you the fuel for growth. Now, a mature company that's through the startup and they're humming along, their major challenge is now complacency. They're comfortable, they're working hard, they're starting to reap some dividends and payback, and entrepreneurs need to be really careful that they're not matching their personal position in life. So if they're pre-retirement or if they're just physically getting tired, and they don't want to impose that on their business, because their business may have a ton of potential under fresh leadership and a new set of enthusiasm and resources with a new perspective on the market. Owners and entrepreneurs need to be really cognizant whether they're starting to cruise. And if they're starting to cruise, they need to downshift, rev up the engine, and perhaps start transitioning some of the driving duties to other people on the team who are literally more enthused and energized on growing the business. Now, an entrepreneur that is in high growth mode needs to make sure they've got enough fuel in the tank to make it to the next fuel station, so to speak. Growth is very expensive, it's stressful, it burns up cash, and they have to make sure that they're not self-inflicting, they don't go outside of their sweet spot where they're really good and take on a business or doing things for their existing customers because the customer asked, when the company doesn't have a core competence or expertise in it. Avoiding expensive mistakes. Because if you have a 10% bottom line and you make a $100,000 mistake, you need to generate another million of dollars of business just to break even. So in the high growth mode, you really want to avoid mistakes. So if you're driving fast on a racetrack, you don't want to hit any potholes, you don't want to hit any walls, you don't want to hit any other cars. You just want to keep moving around the track. And then for an entrepreneur or an owner or a founder who is now in succession mode and is starting to think about transitioning out of the business or exiting out of the business, their major challenges are sort of everything above that we've already discussed. They want to maintain business momentum, they want to maintain growth, and they want to maximize or increase the value of their business. Business value story is best driven through profitable growth. So the entrepreneur who's exiting needs to make sure that his or her business is still on an upward curve of profitable growth. And again, that they're not imposing their, I'm ready to retire, I'm ready to liquidate my assets, I don't want to take any risks, because that conflicts directly with actually maximizing their business wealth and finding an attractive buyer who's interested in the future potential of the company. The major challenges are, we want to make sure the entrepreneur doesn't impose his or her position in life on the business and not get complacent in the business, to make sure that we are dramatically driving and increasing the value of that business, no matter where the entrepreneur is in their life.